I think these next two guests will have the distinction, barring something happening tomorrow, but will have the distinction of being the final guests in this awful studio as we are scheduled on Monday, touch wood, to be in our new studio downtown on Monday. So congrats to both Sean and Dan for being here in this dump one final time.
I was actually going to ask you, we wondered if you were here because I worked in this building a long time
ago. Yes, you did, yeah.
And when I got here, I wondered if you were still here because there's no reception. It was like walking into an old Western saloon. We just kind of strolled over here and saw the on-air lights.
How did you get in, by the way? Because
we walked right in the front door.
That's great. Yeah, because everybody's gone. It's basically like working the weekend shift because all the salespeople, all the front office staff, everybody's in the fancy new office. The people that matter the least will, I guess, roll over this weekend.
Nice.
Nonetheless, and sorry about the drywall. I don't know what happened there. I don't know, some guys were doing something.
I see. Tables have been flipped over.
Yeah, and
drywall is smashed. Windows are next, I hear.
I hope so. Do you want to smash something? Before you leave, we'll let you smash something.
Awesome.
I was saying, we were just talking about it on during the commercial break, trying to remember when it was that we had you guys in. I guess it was about, Dan, you were saying, it had to be like 3 months ago.
It was right after the hockey marathon. So we finished that up in May 14th. I think it was the following week that we came and launched the Raven Flex 20 landing here in Calgary at Pro Skate.
And I don't know what was going on that day that we had you guys on, but it feels like we had every hockey parent in southern Alberta listening, because I know the reaction that you guys got, and certainly that I got either on Twitter or people that know me or ran into me at the rink or whatever, everybody was talking about the Raven stick. For those that missed it and are tuning in, and I said, if you have a kid, not just in Adam or Tim Bitt or what, Adam, Novice, Peewee, things have grown. And I guess tell us a little bit about what the Raven stick is and why you guys have something special on your hands here.
Yeah, we've really hit something on in the market as far as this age group of 7 to 12, where there isn't really a stick available with the right flex and the right weight that will fit these kids. So this is what we've hit in the market. And we've gone from the Flex 20, that is a great stick for 7-8-year-olds.
Yeah.
And we've advanced and we've developed a Flex 30 and a Flex 40. So now you have this age group of 7 to 12, this Novice, Adam, Peewee age group.
Yeah.
Where you can have a pro quality stick that fits their needs.
Because what we as parents have been doing, and you guys, and this is obviously how it came to be that you thought about it. You go to the store, and okay, well, the kid wants to know if it looks cool. But you, as a parent, you're like, okay, well, is it too heavy? What's the right what's the right stick to? Okay, buy a stick, looks good. You like it? Okay, you take it home. Then you whack off probably about a foot of the stick shaft right off of the top. And now this thing goes from a 100 flex to a 160 flex or whatever. And the kid's out there with basically a 2x4. This stick is designed by weight and flex and length that you don't really have to do anything to it, which allows them to have the ability to stick handle and feel the puck and shoot the puck like they were like NHL guys or like adults are meant to do with the flexes that they have.
Yeah, it starts with flex. And where mom and dad nod their head in agreement is your flex rating of your stick should be less than half your body weight. I'm maybe a few pounds over 200.
Yeah.
And I use a 100 flex stick. And it should be the same for kids. In the market, junior sticks, which are 56 inches high, in most cases are 50 flex sticks. And you have kids that are cutting, like you say, 8-9 inches off that 50 flex stick. Turning that stick into an 80-85 flex stick.
Mm-hmm.
80 flex means your kid should be about 160 pounds. So that's where the Raven Flex system comes in, the 20, the 30, and the 40 at different heights, so that when you buy a stick that fits, you don't have to cut it off and essentially really change the flex of the stick very much.
Right, and Dan is, over 200 pounds, we'll say.
Okay.
And a touch, gents.
Just a touch. And a former pro player leads his team in scoring in the Heritage League. Is that correct?
Occasionally.
Yeah. Yes. So Dan's a high-level hockey player.
Yeah.
You know, and these are things where we're seeing, you know, this is a 100 flex stick in the hands of a high-level hockey player and 200-pound man.
Mm-hmm.
And again, back to the original story was my son was 7 years old. And when Jack was seven, he weighed all of 40 pounds.
Yeah.
And his stick was an 85 flex. And this is the problem we saw, that the youth sticks were too skinny, too whippy, and the junior sticks were too tall and too stiff.
Mm-hmm. So the way, obviously, to determine, and it started with the 20, and I guess I want to start there, because when you came in, you had the 20 flex, and it was for kids, obviously, in that 40, I mean, because like you say, half your body weight, and we've moved on. The success of that stick, because I know you started, you had Josh over at Pro Skate, he says, yeah, bring him in and we'll see. And you sold them out immediately, you brought in a new order, and then they were gone. The Flex 20 really has been a success story, as now the word is out there, and you guys have now expanded not just your line of sticks, but where people can buy them. Tell us about where you guys have reached out to now as far as vendors.
Absolutely. Just to back up, Pro Skate, so from our first visit here, Pro Skate sold out of the Flex 20s in 4 days from the first time we were here. They've reordered, I think, 3 or 4 times since of Flex 20 sticks.
Yeah.
From 3 months ago when we had one stick and one store, today we now have commitments from 10 different stores in 10 different in 10 different cities.
Yeah.
For our entire line of sticks. So it's pretty exciting for us. And that's in less than 3 months.
And this started in your garage. Yeah. You three guys, you live together, you and along with an...
Hey, we do not live together.
In the same area. And I'd feel bad if we didn't...
Let's hear the music.
If we didn't include, of course, Guillermo. Guillermo Salazar, of course, part of this group as well. But so how did the first is, yeah, the sticks and all this and that. You know, we should do something. Yeah, let's do something. Then what happens? Like taking that legitimate first step in, okay, let's actually do this. What was that legitimate first step?
For us, it was a very scary step. Because it's a competitive market. It's a, you know, it's a difficult thing to do to start a company, and especially in this industry. But that first step for us was the fundraiser campaign that we had.
Yeah.
And we had a crowdsourcing or a crowdfunding campaign.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the beginning. And that really told us that all right, this thing's going to work. People like this. And then, you know, our spot on the radio, that was huge. I had a funny story. So I had, it was about... I don't know, 3-4 weeks after the radio spot, I had to ship something with FedEx, and the guy comes to the house, and he sees
the FedEx guy
comes to the house, and it says Raven Hockey. He says, "This is the house for Raven Hockey? I heard you guys on the radio.
Yeah,
this is something. Where's this is the house? Is this the house?" And he just kept saying, "Oh, it was, you know, it was
celebrity."
Just, yeah. So it was classic. But that was the when we heard that, and then for me. You know, coming at this 5 long years of research and development, seeing kids, you know, on the rink playing with it.
Yeah.
You know, not friends and family, but some stranger I've never met.
Yeah.
Using the stick that we developed, that was something. That was a moment in time when we realized this is a go.
So the kid gets out there and uses this stick. For the parent, you know, now you've kind of done your homework and you know this is the right stick, the right size, the right length. For the kid, it's not just being able to flex the stick. Because kids, I love when kids do that. They go to the store, oh, I'm going to flex it. What are you doing? I don't know, but I see guys flexing it all the time. They kind of bend it. But when they get on the rink, aside from just the whip of the stick, what's the benefit that our son or daughter is going to have from using the right stick?
It's learning proper technique. I've coached in Timbits, Novice, Adam. Those are the ages of my kids for years now. And kids want to raise the puck, and they flick at it to raise the puck when they haven't learned yet. And flicking a puck to raise it is, I always say, it's kind of an epidemic. They're not learning to shoot properly. Their sticks are too stiff, and they just adapt because they don't know any better. One of the big advantages here is kids know this is built for flex and it's built to shoot. My favorite story that we had with our prototypes was my older son, Nathan, who had outgrown the 20, finally got the Flex 40 prototype. In his first shift, he scored a goal. And in that game in the spring, he scored 5 goals in the game because he's shooting from everywhere. And it was a perfect storm. So yeah. I'm coaching our our Barons team, and I said on the bench, who wants a Raven stick? And all the kids turned around and said, me. And after the game, I told Nathan that I needed to take that stick back for testing, and I thought he was going to lose his mind. So,
well, I heard a similar story from a guy that was, his son was on my kid's team. Somehow he got his hands on one, and the kid's like, yeah, I want to go out. He's a good little player, but was never really a threat to score. Scored a hat trick.
Yeah.
Now, again, we're not guaranteeing you exponential growth in your kids. It's because that's not what it's about. But there's something to it.
They do want to shoot more. There's no question.
And the kids are feeling the difference and knowing the difference. It's Raven Hockey, as we've got Sean and Dan, the owners and the group. So we started with the Flex 20, and now you've added the 30 and the 40. So what's, now again, I'm just thinking age groups. We're now covering what, second year Timbit to Pee-wee? Pretty much? I mean, I'm thinking weight, a 40, that takes us to roughly a, 80, 82, 84 pound kid, depending on skill level, I suppose, right?
Yep, absolutely. And then flex difference, we've got the 20, 30, 40.
Yeah.
Each is a different height.
Right.
So the Flex 20 is 47 inches, so you don't need to cut a lot off, right? You may cut an inch or two off, but you're not cutting 7-8 inches off. The Flex 30 is 52 inches, and the Flex 40 is 56 inches.
Yeah.
So you're buying a stick that is almost the right height to start with, and then maybe shaving an inch off.
So, and I guess just for parents, because you always see a kid either has one that's way too short, and the dad hasn't got off his wallet yet, or you've got somebody that's like, well, if I'm paying this much, you're going to use this thing for 3 years. So they've got it up by their eye level. Yeah. What do you guys recommend as far as length and where it should be when they're on skates, which I think is kind of the important part, right?
Well, for me, rule of thumb has always been in my bare feet, to measure a stick to your nose and cut it there.
Okay.
As you get on your skates, it sort of gets into that chin nose area. Some kids like to use a longer stick. Some like a shorter, depending on how they stride.
Yeah.
But essentially it's somewhere in around your nose, and that sort of tells you where you should begin.
We've actually seen kids go ahead and play with sticks longer than they should because they're trying to get flex. So they're buying a junior stick that doesn't flex correctly for them, but they leave it long because they know that that will give them more flex, and they know cutting it will make it
more
stiff.
Takes it away, yeah. So here they get the proper length. Plus far more flex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, here I am teasing kids. First thing I did when I grabbed it was like, I'm going to flex this thing. It's a neat product. And I said last time, and I'll say it again, this could be the greatest thing in the world for kids. But unless it looks cool, you're not going to sell these things. But they look cool. The 20 came out in that green, kind of the bright green with the black, and the Raven lettering on there has got the mirror finish. It looks slick. The 30 has the bright orange and black, and now the 40 has the blue and black. Kids are going to be just fine playing with these, and I've seen the pictures. You see the kid out there, and kids are going to want to see this and look at what do you got, and then they're going to want to try it. You've been able to nail the image of this thing down the way you want it.
We're really happy with sort of having that color-coded system. The sticks will look different year over year as it changes, but we'll always have a green Flex 20 and an orange Flex 30 and a blue Flex 40.
Yeah.
So that people and maybe moms and dads that aren't as familiar in the hockey world will know that this is my son's size or son or daughter's size. This is their color.
Yeah.
And they'll grow into the next color as they go. So we're essentially proper fit for kids and a color-coded system.
Are you done? You know, as far as, I don't know that you need a Flex 10. Do you need a Flex 50? Because that market's, at least, from the 40 and up, that's kind of covered now. It seems like you've cornered this area. You must feel like, okay, we've got our niche. Now let's perfect it. Let's get the production down and let's really hit it out of the park.
And absolutely. So when we look at the segment of this 7 to 12-year-old or 7 to 11-year-old, we have the three sticks that you need.
Yeah.
But the funny story in that is that I've been developing this again from the beginning for my son and Dan for the same.
Okay.
And so as I, again, started developing it when he's 7.
Yeah.
When he was 8, I finally had a stick for 7-year-olds. And when he was 10, I finally had a stick for 8-year-olds.
Yeah.
So we finally develop the 56-inch Flex 40. I go to size it up to him.
Yeah.
It's 2 inches too short. You know, it's the shoemaker's son, right?
That's right.
He never has the right pair of shoes. This is my dilemma. So,
well, the rest of us, thank you. You're out of luck, but it's great for us. So the sticks now, because I know the 20s have been out for a while, but the two new ones, the 30 and the 40, kind of just got shipped. Where, when do we get our hands on them?
The only place to get them is at Pro Skate in Calgary. The Flex 20, Flex 30, and Flex 40 are available at Pro Skate.
They're on the shelf?
Today. Yes. Okay. Very exciting for us.
Because when you, like I say, when you guys came in, it's like, so what store is it? Well, how many do they have? Do I need to go down on my lunch break and get them? You might need to go down on your lunch break and get them.
It's been very exciting for us because it'll be interesting to see. I mean, it was a snowball effect when we launched the 20 here with you. Today's that 30 and 40 launch for us at Pro Skate in Marteau today. I know Sean and I have both had people asking us, can I order them for our team? You absolutely can. There's team sales at Pro Skate too.
Is that right?
And Jim will place those orders for you as well. So yeah, pretty exciting day.
So how, I mean, it's great, but now you're kind of in that part of saying, well, how many do we order? Because you want to have, it's a supply and demand. You don't want to have a ton of demand. It's like, well, we'll get to you in a month because a month gets you into September and then you're into hockey season. Kind of a nervous time for you right now, I would think, right? Trying to...
Nervous but exciting.
I mean, feeding that demand.
Yeah, we need to grow on our own pace for sure. We're not the big guys in the hockey stick world. So we need to grow at our pace. But that's the balance that we're going to have to deal with for a while.
Yeah, and it's been a nice pace. It's been nervous, and it's been exciting, and it's been all of that. But of course, the whole time Salazar has been on vacation. He's out in Waskasoo.
That's Salazar.
Yeah, he's in the lake right
Where's
next.
Where's his commitment to this product, right?
We send him pictures of, hey, the new sticks are in, and he sends us pictures of the fish he's caught. That's the partnership
he's
we
kind
have.
Of, he's kind of our Rhett Warner.
Yeah.
Right? Like he's, and in fact, they're in Saskatchewan together.
Yeah, that's great.
They're one lake apart. But
yeah, that's
close
fantastic.
Enough.
It's great for those guys. Good to see who's carrying the mail in this, but it's Ravenhall. Now, again, you can go online and check this out because there's more data and there's more info for parents that, because I know there's a lot of parents like, I have no idea what my kid's going into second year. I don't know, like skates. I don't know. Go to the website, which is
ravenhockey.com.
Easy. Ravenhockey.com. All the details are there. The new sticks. And there, I guess we should mention, there you have options on lie for your blade as well.
Two different curves. Yeah. We have an aggressive sort of a big shooter curve and more of a playmaker curve.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You asked me, so your kid, what kind of, like, whatever's got more goals in it.
Yeah.
Because he needs all the help. But you know what? My kid, he's perfect for this because he's the guy that's flicking the puck.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to go top shelf. I want to go top shelf, Dad. But he can't. He just doesn't have the strength yet to be able to get the performance out of the stick. So this is what he needs because he's just not ready for it yet. So he'll love this. And I look forward to watching him with it. And I know that there's a lot of dads out there. They're going to be, well, I'm going to go down to Pro Skate. But you do. Your kids need to see this. They're going to love it. Congratulations, guys. If there's anything new, by all means, let me know, because this is...
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like this is one of the coolest kind of business stories as far... Because you see a ton of them, right? Whether it's how to handle a puck or whether it's this or that, there's always some kind of a new idea in hockey, and not many of them work. This one works, and this one will work. And I think it's awesome that you guys started in your garage a few years ago, and now here it is in your hands. Satisfying, right? To have that...
Absolutely.
It's something you can touch and have in your hands and watch it work.
We appreciate you helping us out too, and I look forward to the day when we come back to see you and say, "Remember when we were in that dungeon?"
I know,
and we brought our sticks to see you.
Yeah, well, remember I was gonna say if you want to take a stick and break
butt
something into it, but I don't want you to break one of those sticks; they're too nice. There you go, ravenhockey.com, or get down and see Josh and the boys over at Pro Skate. You can pick up one of the, whether it's the 20, 30, 40, whatever your son or daughter needs. They are in stock now over at Pro Skate. Boys, congrats!
Thanks, Boom.